everyone. I hope you're all having a beautiful, blissful day. This is Maya here. I wanted to give you the top 5 tips on how to connect with your child before, during, or after a tantrum. First off, we all have tantrums, even as adults. Actually, I would argue to say some adults even have more tantrums than children. Because when children have tantrums, you know, they don't know how to deal with their emotions, so we're supposed to be giving them the tools on how to healthfully deal and handle and process these emotions. The thing is, a lot of us were not specifically taught as children by our parents how to handle these overload of emotions, and you know, we tend to carry those tantrums on into our adulthood, where you see a lot of adults that do not know how to process their own emotions. So first we want to work on that within ourselves as a parent, so we can actually model that and you know, model that back to the child, and so the child can see it, hear it from you, and it clicks for them. So one of the things that I suggest in regards to connecting with your child is to have, obviously, love, affection, touch. You know, if you're a working parent and you're not home that much, it's really, really important for them to get that physical love, touch, and affection. You know, if for some reason you would be gone like so much out of the day, where it's like they're kind of holding that as a resentment towards you, then you need to find different avenues or outlets for you to connect with them in regards to getting to know them more, understanding their interests, observing and watching them, and connecting that with them on that level. Number two is you can, you know, read a story, connect with a book, you know, same thing, interests, you know, song or dance. Another thing is like communal eating, going out to eat, like just really being present with them. Carving out, number four is carving out time for just play, you and them, not just downtime where you both happen to have downtime. I mean, carving out specific time where you're able to be present and fully there for them. And last but not least, you know, like being able to do things as a family and make them feel important, and kind of giving them the run of the show in regards to, you know, like activities to do for the weekend, like make something that they want to do happen. So I have to go, but those are my quick little tips for you guys, and I hope you really enjoy them and you can put them into practice with your family. Have a great one. Bye.